integrity and integration. There's magic to life, a unique, unmatched magnificence to every being. But there are no mysterious puzzles. Everything is exactly as it seems. The made-up things are pure fantasy, and the ones that matter are always tough. If a teacher is not teaching, then they are a fraud. If schools are ineffective, that means they don't work. Past the point of prevention, when trouble bursts into anomalies, try as hard as you can, but you will not be able to unmix a cup of coffee. The difficult things need to be divided, to be grasped, yes. That's what makes them difficult. They are mismatched and clumped together. But subject divisions, those turn education into a circus. Schools are probably the most important thing we have, because education is really that prevention point. When we fail the students, we can no longer unmix the trouble that follows. They go on to become adults, but not really grown-ups. So we have to fix schools before getting to the rest. To make things even more complex, we have to give people safety before they can take to reading books. Alas, there can be no safety on a poverty planet. When everybody has but a shred of education, there will never be a consensus. No universal basic income without education and safety, and everyone agreeing on it. Yes, there will be those beautiful rebels, those who question that status quo, those who will be unafraid of all the yelling twats. That there is some measure of noise in the way markets work does not make them special. For a better future, we now have to replace the noise with a damn computer. Where these rebels are, nobody knows. Maybe, a century or two in the future. But there will be a morning where someone like you will wake up with a UBI card. They will grab a Danish, a supersized Vendi Coca Mocha, and take off to walk the trails and write their journals. They will never go hungry, and they will listen to 10,000 books and probably turn right around, walk the trail the other way, and start writing new books. The education of the future is a single thread. Initially, it starts with multiple curiosities, but they weave together and integrate to form an ever thicker thread. No dots, no lines, no webs or diplomas and GPAs. Just wisdom at a breakneck speed. And that is how growing up starts. A card with just enough not to go hungry or homeless. And a path of adventure with more books than one could shake a stick at. This enlightening, brilliant part is the hardest to see, because it is so incredible, so unusual. Knowledge and adventure will somehow combine to create wisdom. And wisdom begins growing towards greatness. And you know, this is just growing up. That's all it is. It's one of the most human things there are. We don't grow into a bubble to fill all the space by means of knowledge and experience, not at all. We burst through bubbles and many other invisible walls by means of constant transcendence of our limits. Growing up is a perpetual rise. There is no stopping part way. It is so fitting, so enormously human, that growing all the way up would be even more magnificent than the love of all of the world's wisdom.